Shalom to all. Today's Avos Chol Daf Mem Beis. We're starting right at the top at the beginning of the brand new parak. And today's Avos sponsor Leilu Nishmas Marshmiram Tarbas Biyakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And Leilu Nishmas Mrs. Elizabeth Katz Erzi Esther Bas Yaakov. Her neshama should have an aliyah, and she should be a melech yisher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. So this parak is all about treifas, hence the name Eilu Treifas. And although we're already familiar with the word treifa, let's sharpen our understanding. Colloquially, we use the word to describe anything that's not kosher, from not kosher meat to a candy bar that has a dubious hechsher. In the Mishnah Gemara, though, the word means something different altogether. It refers to a group of health defects that a kosher animal or bird has, which renders them usher to eat. And these are Halacha Mishmi Sinai, and we're going to see that they're categorized pretty clearly. A term is used to describe both the defect and the animal itself. Namely, we would say that the animal is a treifa, or that this is a simen treifa. Also, machlekes we're going to be seeing already in this first daf is whether treifa is able to live. One mandarma holds it cannot live more than 12 months. Another holds it could. Now, in order to properly understand what all the simani treifa are, one needs to have a pretty broad knowledge of an animal's anatomy, which the vast majority of us do not. Well, fear not. First and foremost, besides for the clear explanations that Art School is already famous for, in this parak, they masterfully weave color pictures relevant to the topic being discussed, so that's a great help. And in addition, there are a few fantastic svarim with marvelous pictures clearly illustrating the words of Mishnah, Gemara, Rashi, and other Mefarshim. To name three of them, we have Sichas Chulin, Chulin Illuminated, and the most recent is Maros Chulin, published by Kol Lashon. Now, it's definitely worthwhile to swing by your local purveyor of svarim to buy one of these as an aid to learning this parak. Now, since we're learning together auditorially rather than visually, we will do our best to describe the different cases being discussed in as simple terms as possible. That being said, the Mishnah tells us Eilu Treifas Behema, these are the treifas in animals, and the Mishnah is going to list 18 different treifas. And we're going to have a discussion about this number, if it's dafko or not. So the first one is Nekuvas HaVeshet. If the veshet, the esophagus, has a hole in it, that's even a kalshu, a tiny little hole, that's a treifa. We've actually mentioned this earlier in the Masechta. And Upsukas HaGargares, if the gargares, the trachea, if that's cut, and we know that means the majority of it is cut. Another one, Nikav Krimshal Mayach, if the membrane of the brain was punctured. Nikav Alevel Beis Chalaloi, if the heart has a puncture all the way to its chalal, to the hollow, meaning the hole isn't just in the thickness of the wall of the heart, it goes to the hollow space inside. Another one is Nishbara Shedra Venifsika Chutshala, the spine broke and the chut, the spinal cord, that was cut, and really that's the main trefa, that the spinal cord was cut. It's just that the usual way that's going to happen is if the spine itself broke. Another one is Nitala Kaved, if the liver was removed of Leinishtar Menukulum and there's nothing left of it, and the Gemara is going to discuss that it seems redundant. If the liver was removed, of course nothing's left from it. Another one, Horeya Shenikva, if the lung has a hole in it, Aisha Chasra, or if it's missing a piece, and the Gemara is also going to explain what the difference between these two things is. Now, Rav Shimon says, the hole has to go all the way until the Beis HaSimpinos. It's not enough just there to be a hole in the outer layer of the lung. It has to go to the Beis HaSimpinos. What is this? So we know the trachea, the kaneh, is the tube that brings the air from the outside into the lungs. Now, this tube splits into two branches called the primary bronchi, which is the word that we just saw in the Mishnah, the Beis HaSimpinos. Those go into the right and left lungs, and over there, they branch off into smaller bronchi, which are just called the simpinos. So Rav Shimon holds that the hole has to go all the way to the Beis HaSimpinos, these two main bronchi, onto another simen treifa, Nikva HaKeva, if the keva got a hole in it. Now, let's just pause to explain for a moment. We're going to be able to understand what we just read now and a few more in the Mishnah. We know that a kosher animal actually has four stomachs. The way that it works is that the food is chewed, it goes into stomach number one, which is called the kares, then it moves into stomach number two, which is called Beis HaKaisos, or the fancy word for it is reticulum. And the reason why it's called Beis HaKaisos, that literally means the house of cups, is because the inner lining looks like it's full of little cups, and the food is broken down into little balls called cuds, which then get pushed back into the animal's mouth where they chew their cud. Now you can understand why it's called that. Afterwards, it's swallowed again. It then goes into stomach three, which is called the hemsais, or the omasum. That's the fancy word for it. And then it goes onto stomach four, which is called the keva, or the fancy word for that is the abomasum. And so what we just read now is that nikva keva, the keva, which is that fourth stomach, if that got a hole in it, onto another one, nikva hamara, if the gallbladder had a hole in it, nikva adakin, if the intestines got a hole in them, hakaris hapnimis shenikva, if the inner part of the kares, that's the first stomach, that had a hole in it, oy shenikra reva chitzoyna, or the majority of the outer part of it was torn. Also simen trefa, and Rabbi Huda says, hagdoyla tefach. When we're talking about a large animal, so the kares is large, the tear has to be a tefach, whereas vaktano, if it's a smaller animal, which means it has a smaller kares, so beruba, Arba, it's the majority of it, onto more trefes, Hemseis, Ubeis HaKaisis, Shenikvu L'chutz, if the Hemseis, which is that third stomach, and the Beis HaKaisis, which is that second stomach, if they got a hole on the outside, or Nafl Min HaGag, if the animal fell from a roof and was shechted right away, that's automatically considered a trefa. However, if he left it for 24 hours and it didn't die, even if it didn't stand up and walk around, it's considered not to be a trefa, and he could shecht it and it's fine. Another simon trefa, and a shtabu roiv tal yisel, if the majority of its ribs broke, that's even if it didn't fall off a roof. And lastly, Udrusus has a av, if a wolf was dyrus it. Even though usually we'll translate the word to be dyrus as to trample, over here it means it was clawed or scratched by a wolf. And that's because, as Rashi explains, the nails of a wolf have a poison in them. It could be referring to some sort of bacteria or something like that. That poison, that eres, goes inside the animal and makes it a trefa. So that's when a wolf does it. However, Rabbi Huda argues and says, Udrusus has a av bedako, Udrusus ari bagaso. If a wolf clawed an animal, that's only by a small animal, it's going to make it a trefa. It's not going to make a large animal a trefa because the poison inside its claws is not potent enough for a larger animal. That would only be if a lion clawed a larger animal, it would render it a trefa. Now, once we're mentioning something being clawed, so we discuss birds, drusas hanates ba'if hadak, if a nates, which is a type of bird of prey, if it claws a small bird, for example, a pigeon or something like that, that's going to make it a trefa. And drusas hagas ba'if hagas, a bird of prey, which is called a gas, if that claws a larger bird, such as a chicken or a goose or something like that, that's going to make it a trefa. The Mishnah concludes that klal, this is the rule, kol she'ein kamaya chaya trefa, any animal that after it's shechted, this defect is found inside of it. Kamaya, something like this is found in a live animal, it's not going to live. That's what it means, kol she'ein kamaya chaya, something like this, on a live animal, it's not going to live. So this animal that was shechted is considered a trefa. Now, even though we're just very brief in our explanation of all these trefas, the Gemara is going to discuss each one of them in much greater detail. Questions, what about this? What about that? And that's where we're just very general when reading the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shem ben Lakish, remez l'trefa from the Torah, minayin, where do we have a remez? Where do we have a hint to trefa in the Torah? Ask the Gemara, minayin, where do we have? What does that mean? There's not even a hint. It's a direct pasuk. Ubasar basar the trefa loisachelu. Al Rav the Gemara clarifies what Rish Lakish was saying. Remez l'trefa she'ein chaya mena Torah minayin. How do we know the end of the Mishnah that we just read, that when we find the simon trefa on an animal, that means it's not going to be able to live? Where do we find the remez for that in the Torah? As we just said, the Tani Sefer, the end of the Mishnah tells us, Zaklal, this is the rule, kol she'ein kamaya chaya, any animal that's alive, if it has this, it's not going to be able to live. Trefa, to that animal when it's shechted and we find such a thing, it's considered a trefa. Mechlal, the trefa in a chaya, that implies that a trefa is not able to live. Minolon, how do we know this? Where is this seen in the Torah? So the answer to that is, the pasuk tells us, Zos ha'chaya sher toichlu, this is the chaya that you can eat. Now, literally, the pasuk's telling us that these are the animals that you're allowed to eat, and then it goes on to list a whole bunch of animals that are kosher. However, the drasha is, chaya echoil she'ein chaya loisei, something which could live, then you're allowed to eat it, but if it can't live, so then you can't eat it. Mechlal, the trefa lechaya, that tells us that trefa is not able to live. Ask the Gemara, l'man damar trefa chaya minalei, according to the man damar that a trefa could live, so where does he know this from in the Torah? The answer is, nafgalei mizois hachaya shetoichu, he learns it from the word zois, namely, zois hachaya echoil, this is a type of chaya that you could eat, whereas chaya cheres loiseichu, there's another animal, which is a chaya, which is able to live, however, you're still not able to eat it. Mechlal, the trefa chaya, we learn from here that a trefa is able to live, but still, you're not allowed to eat it. As we're fine, v'idach, what about that first man damar? Hi, zois my avidle, what does he do with this word zois? How does he explain it? The answer is, he learns from Rabbi Shmuel, that tells that Hashem took every single min and he physically showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu. He told him, this one you could eat and this one you can't eat. Ask the Gemara, what about the second man to Amar? He also needs his drasha of Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel that we just learned right now. So the word zois is really not extra to teach us that a trefa is able to live. The Gemara says, you're right, and a chanami, 100%, el a trefa chayim minalei. So according to the second man to Amar, how does he know that a trefa is able to live? The answer is, nafkali me'ich, tanit Rabbi Shmuel. He learns it from another brass of Tanit Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk tells us, b'na chaya necheles, u'b'na chaya asher loisei ochel, we differentiate between the chaya which is able to be eaten and the chaya which is not able to be eaten. What does that mean, the chaya that's not able to be eaten? If it's a chaya, it's able to live, why can't it be eaten? This is referring to the 18 trefas that were sent to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, as we had said in the introduction to the parak, that these simani trefa are halachal Moshe Misinai. And so we see from here that even though it's a chaya, and again our drasha is that it's able to live, still the simon trefa tells us that we're not able to eat it. So that explains these two ma'ad amrim. Now that we just mentioned the number 18 in this brisa, we ask a question. Vesuleka, there's no more, there's only 18 trefas, there's tons of trefas. Vo'ika baskar v'shev shmaitza, there's baskar and shev shmaitza. Baskar is referring to four different trefas, which are symbolized by Beis, Samach, Gimel, and Reish, and then Shev Shmaitza is seven memras of Amoraim that talk about seven different trefas. So how could you tell me there's only 18 trefas? There's way more than that. The Gemara further clarifies this question. Membez on beza on top. Bishlamatani don. This is all good according to the Tana of our Mishnah, the Tana, that he taught a whole bunch, but he didn't say a number. Our Mishnah didn't say there's 18 trefas, even though there's officially 18 trefas on our Mishnah. The Tana didn't say that there's 18. So Mela, he taught whatever he taught, and Udishayer, whatever was left out, meaning whatever's more than the 18, Asi b'Zaklal. That's included in the end of the Mishnah that says, Zaklal, this is the rule, so whatever trefas were left out of the Mishnah, those are included in the Zaklal. El Tarn de Rabbi Shmuel, what about this brass was taught in the Mishnah Rabbi Shmuel, to Amr Shman Esri trefas? He says that there's 18 trefas, that's Mashmah, there's only 18 and no more than that. Really? Vesulaka, there's no more than 18. Vel Ika, there's the first one of Basgar, which is Behema, Shenecht Chloraglem, and Arkuva Mala Trefa, an animal that its back leg got chopped from the Arkuva and upwards, that's a Trefa. What does that mean from the Arkuva Lumala? So in contrast to a human leg, which only has two parts, which is the thigh and the leg, and that's connected at the knee, an animal's back leg has three parts, each that's connected by what's called an Arkuva, and so when an animal's back leg is cut from the Arkuva, which is the upper one, and above, so that's a Trefa. So what about that? Why doesn't Tana B'Rabbi Shmuel mention that as a 19th one, when only 18? So the answer is, so V'lo K'Rabbi Shimon Elazar, heals like R'Shimon Elazar, the Amri Yechayel Hi Kavaz Lechayis, who holds as such an animal, even though it got chopped on this part of its back leg, that area can be burned. The proper term for that is actually cauterized, meaning you could basically burn it and seal it up, and then it's able to live, so it's actually not a trefa. Ask more, why does that help us? Avagav Yechayel Hi Kavaz Lechayis, even though he's able to cauterize the wound and it's going to live, Laman Ka'amar, whose sheet is this being said in? L'Tana D'Rabbi Shmuel, in sheet is Tana D'Rabbi Shmuel. Well, Tana D'Rabbi Shmuel, trefa chayis virulei. The Tana D'Rabbi Shmuel is one of the Manda Amr that holds that a trefa is able to live anyway. So you don't help the situation by saying that if it's chopped by this part of the leg, it's able to live. Don't worry. That doesn't make a difference if it's able to live. A trefa is able to live according to Rabbi Shmuel, but it's still called a trefa. So the answer is you're right. Al rather, Savala Krib Shim ben Elazar, this Tana D'Rabbi Shmuel holds like Krib Shim ben Elazar, the Amr Ksherahi, holds that it's 100% kosher, meaning not that it's able to live, which could be mashma that it's a trefa. Rather, by saying that it's kosher, that means it's 100% kosher and it's not a trefa at all. So we have another question though. What about a piece missing from the shedra from the spine? Did not we have a mission that says, how much has to be missing from the shedra? Now, this is not talking about an animal. This is referring to a person. We know that a bone from a corpse, even if it's the size of a sa'ira, of a barley, it's metame. But it's only metame b'magu masa. It's not metame b'oil, which is a very high level of toma, that the corpse itself is metame everything which is under the same roof as it. However, the Mishnah tells us that even if we don't have any meat, we don't have any flesh of the corpse, if we have the shedra, if we have the spinal column, so that's considered like the mace itself, and that's going to be metame ba'oil. Now, if it's missing some of the spine, then it's not going to be metame, and that's what we're addressing over here. What's the chisarn of the shedra? How much does the shedra have to be missing to say we don't have the whole shedra, so it's not metame ba'oil? So Beishamay and Beishamay says, shtei chulyos, it's two vertebrae of the spine have to be missing. Whereas Beishil or Mechulia Achas, Beishil says one of the vertebrae, and Amr Rabbi Hudam or Shmuel, Rabbi Hudam says, Shem Shmuel, Vachin the Trefa, it's the same thing by a Trefa of an animal, that if two of the chulyos, according to Beishamay, or one of the chulyos, according to Beishil, are missing, so that's a simon trefa. Once again, question on Tana D'Rabbi Shmuel, why do they say 18? This seems to be the 19th. The answer is, that you're right, but Hemseis, who Beis HaKaisis, the Kashaf Lu Bitarti, that which we said in the Mishnah, that if the Hemseis or the Beis HaKaisis, stomachs 3 and 2, if they got a hole in them, that was counted as two different ones, Chashvinu B'chada, let's count them as really one thing, and therefore, Apichayav, Ayel Chada, take out one and put in another one, which means, now that we just squished two into one, so we have an extra trefa that we could add in, which would be this one, that if the Shadra's missing, Ochulia. So still, we have no question on Tana D'Rabbi Shmuel. Ask the Gemara, Vikagluda. What about Gluda? This is referring to an animal whose hide is completely peeled off and removed, either because it worked too hard or it had some sort of shechina, like a disease of sorts, and that's considered a trefa. Why, according to Shmuel, do we not say 19, including this one? The answer is so the Krab Meir, the Machshir, also Krab Meir, that such an animal is kosher and is not considered a trefa. The Gemara doesn't light up, though. It continues asking, Vaika Charusa. What about the trefa of Charusa? That means its lung is shriveled. That's because it was frightened by a person. Somehow that caused this reaction where the lung became shriveled and it's never going to get back to its original state. If it was frightened because of something in Shemayim, for example, there's a really loud clap of thunder or lightning or something like that, so then it's going to go back to its original state. But if a person scared the animal and it had this charusa, this shriveled lung, so it's never going to get back to its original state, that's considered a trefa. Why wasn't that counted as the 19th of Tanya Shmuel? Says the Gemara, Mara, Man Katani Law, in our Mishnah, when we had said Mara, that when the gallbladder has a hole in it, that's a trefa, who taught that? Whose shita is that? Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. It's really Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. And that's not according to everybody. So Apik Mara, Vayel Charusa, take that one out of the 18 and put in Charusa, so we still only have 18. Now, these that we just mentioned are all the ones symbolized by Basgar. The first one was Behema, that its leg was cut. Samach is Chisaroin Bashadra, that it's missing part of its spine. Gimel is Galuda, that we just had, that its skin was peeled off. And the one that we just said now is Charusa, that's the Reish of Basgar. Shachar, as we just answered all those questions. But now we continue asking, Shev Shmaitzo, what about Shev Shmaitzo, these seven memras that we're about to list right now from different Amoraim, the list other treifas. Dom Rav Maso, Rav Maso says, Hai buka da atma de shaf miduchte treifa, is buka da atma, which is the ball of the thigh that popped out of place, it came out of its socket, then it's a treifa. And from Rachash Bar Popim Shmei Rav, he says, Loksa b'chulya achas treifa, if it has a problem, like a disease of sorts in one of its kidneys, it's a treifa, for sure in two of its kidneys, but even just one, that's going to make it a treifa. The third one is a Tanan with Mishnah that says, Nita atchol, if its spleen was removed, ksheir it's kosher. Whereas Ba'amar Avir Mishmei Rav, Avir in the name of Rav, comments on the Mishnah, Loishanu el nital, that's only if the spleen was removed, it's kosher. Avol nikav, but if it got a hole in it, treifa, it's a treifa. The fourth one is Omar Rav Barchanam or Shmuel, Simonim Shenidaldalu Beruban, of the Simonim, which is referring to the Kan and the Veshet. If the majority of it got removed, which basically means it's not anchored to where it's usually connected to in the body, the muscles and sinews and whatever it is that holds them in place got loosened and they're not connected, so treifa, that's a treifa. The fifth, sixth, and seventh are now going to be listed. Amar Rav Bar Shila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel, Nekrot Tzela Meikara, if one of the ribs got totally uprooted from where it's connected to the spine, treifa, that's a treifa. And Vilgagayla Shenech B'Sabaruba, if the majority of the skull got crushed, that's also a treifa. And Ubasar Achayf Ezreva Karis Berubai, if the flesh that covers the majority of the karis, remember that's the first stomach, treifa, that's also a treifa. So these are the Shev Shmaitzo, the seven members from Arayim, discussing more treifas. Why are those not counted in Tanya Rabbi Shmuel? So the answer actually totally reframes the way we look at treifas. Nekuve Tamanya Havu. There's eight different treifas of Nekuve, of a Nekev, of something being punctured. So Chashvinu Bechad, those are all counted really as one. Meaning all the ones we see in the Mishnah and these Shev Shmaitzes that have to do with a Nekev, a hole, a puncture, those are all really considered one because they're just a Nekev, they're a puncture. So if that's just one. Now Apik Shav, Ail Shav, we take out seven and put in seven. So we take out these seven from the Mishnah, and now we have the seven, the Shev Shmaitza, that we could insert, so everything works out. Ask the Gemara Yachiv, that's really so. There's something that fits under the same category is really just counted as one. So Psuki Nami Trehavu, we have two different trefas of Psuke, of being cut, namely when the Kana is Pasuk, that's right in the beginning of the Mishnah, and when we have a spine which was cut. Chashvinu Kechad, those should also be counted as one. Batzer Luchada, that means whether we're left with one extra, because we just took it from 18 to 17. V'aydim furthermore, Der Bavir Mishmei Derava, what about Revir Shem Rava, Nami Nekuva He? That's also considered a Nekuva. He had said that the Tchel, the spleen, has a hole in it. That's considered a Trefa. So I should further take into account, now it being at 16 instead of 17. The Gemara says, you're right, Mem Gemara off on the top. So we have an answer to this, Elahanach Tarti Da'afkas, Loi Tepuk. Those two that we had originally taken out, don't take them out. Meaning the beginning of explaining, Shitas Tarnat Be'er B'Shmol, we had said that by Baskar, an animal's leg was chopped, and if its skin was completely peeled off of it, the Tarnat Be'er B'Shmol holds that those are not a problem, really don't remove them, meaning they are a problem and the animal is a trefa. Memela, we can add those to the 16 count that we're at, making it a total of 18. So we include there's no issues from this brass to Rabbi Shmuel. There's a total of 18, not more and not less. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss all these different trefas and how to categorize them. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.